Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Moon Day Musings. So, seasonal and lunar self-care for the week ahead. So, the reason for me starting this video series and little mini podcast episode series is to really help us get set up for the week ahead each and every week. So these will be short videos that or short episodes that hopefully you can easily fit in to the start of your week and to help you to really anchor in to the energies that we're going to be dealing with. So we'll be talking about how the moon is shifting through the various zodiac signs, through the different phases. Obviously, anything that is significant seasonally, we will also be talking about as well. I'm going to be bringing in anything that I feel is helpful or inspiring. So I will pull some, perhaps like an oracle card for the week, or share any, maybe artwork that I'm doing or journaling practices. So yeah, that's the idea, is to meet on a Monday, on a moon day, and yeah, just anchor in to the week ahead. And hopefully this will give you an idea of how powerful and magical it is to begin to work with our cyclical selves. So noticing how different each and every week is, noticing how the various energies affect us, and really starting to get a sense of how you personally interact with the moon phases, with the seasonal changes, with the various bits of astrology that are taking place. Okay, so the reason good place to start. The reason that I have called this series Moon Day Musings is that the different days of the week are ruled by different planets, and Monday is ruled by the moon. And I have always really loved to have Mondays as my day off, because they've always felt intuitively like a day for a little bit more quiet, a day for reflection, a day for kind of getting myself sorted really for the week ahead. And it's interesting, isn't it, when we look at our kind of generalized weeks, Monday is always that day of back to work, and it can feel, I feel there's a resistance to that because of that quality of the moon ruling this day. Now, I'm not saying that we can change our job necessarily. We can't all just say, well, that's it. Now I know that the moon rules Monday, then I'm not going in. As I mentioned in a previous video, we have to be skillful and realistic with what we're learning about cyclical living. So we're thinking of how can I add things in now that I understand that, or how can I slightly adapt and change things now that I understand the energy that is at play. But I wanted to explain, so that is why they are called it's called Moon Day Musings. So today is the 3rd of October. So we're right at the start of a brand new month. And the first thing that I wanted to share with you, which I was speaking about in my women's circle on Friday night, is I really, really like at the start of each month to create a little mood board, if you like, or a journal spread in my diary. And the reason that I like to do this is it helps me to stay really connected to the energy of that month and my intentions for that month. So I will try and actually do this on a moon day, on a Monday, when I've got that time in my office. So I like to sit down and kind of cut up old magazines, or I might have been collecting things the previous month, writing things down, certain events or certain books to read or podcasts to listen to. And then I create almost like a collage in my diary, and it just helps me to get all my ideas and intentions down on paper. And then as I am moving through the rest of the month, and I'm looking back at my diary, booking clients in or, putting events in, I've always got that journal spread at the very start to look at, and it just helps me remember, oh, that's right, I really wanted to slow down a little bit more this month. Or oh, that's right, we've got these intense lunar things happening. So I will, those of you that are watching me on the video, so I'm going to show you the one that I've just done for October. And then those of you listening to the podcast episode, just know that you can come over to YouTube and have a look at this. Okay. So first of all, this is my very exciting Filofax, which is I bought this for myself last year, and it's a plastic cover, and then it's filled with sequins. It's just delightful. But what I liked about the binder, the Filofax, is that I can create my own diary. So obviously I've got all of the, important stuff, or the calendars and everything, but I wanted to be able to put in these blank pages so that I could do these montages, collages, mood boards every month. So this is my October journal spread. So I've had a lot of fun today with my witchy stickers, because of course we are kind of moving soon into Samhain season. I've put in what the moon is up to here. This quote I found a few weeks ago, so I've kept that in the back. There's this really lovely envelope at the back of the Filofax where you can squirrel things away till you need them. And then, as I said, there's reminders to myself. So I've put here a really beautiful picture of porridge and the word nourish to really remind myself that this is the month. This is the time for really starting to take care, even more so with nourishing and making sure I've got enough energy via food. And I've got put something in there about kind of the coziness of this time of year, like fairy lights and snuggly socks. And then over here it's very witchy. So there's a really lovely illustration of a girl in the forest cooking up something in her cauldron. And then the other thing that I've put here, this really nice photograph of a like woman outside in nature in autumn with all the autumn leaves, and I've put a little message to myself of be present, because I look forward to this time of year so much. I love October, I love this change of the seasons, and it always goes really fast. So I just want to make sure that I'm slowing down enough and really being present and mindful and making the most of getting outside and, enjoying all these beautiful colors. And then I've put some notes here, things to do. Plant spring bulbs. So my mom's coming around next week, and we're gonna do our bulb lasagna that we did last year. It was such a delight doing that, and then just seeing all these beautiful things popping up around kind of February, March. I also want to go and buy some more plants for my winter garden. So lots more kind of winter violas and pansies and cyclamens, which we'll be doing next week as well. So yeah, anyway, I hope that gives you an idea of the kind of thing, if you want to, that you can do. So, a mood board is perhaps, too big a task every month to do, but I like working small like that. It doesn't take me very long, and it's just a really nice way to yeah, be present to the energy of the season or that particular month. So today, as I said, October 3rd, so the start of a new month, and we are in today, we're actually in the first quarter moon phase. So We had the new moon, we've had the waxing crescent moon, and then we've arrived at this point now where if you're able to look up and see the moon later on, then it will have that beautiful yin yang. So half lit up and half in darkness. So the first quarter moon, when you're working with the lunar cycles and your intentions, this is a really nice time to just check back in with your new moon intention. So the new moon in Libra and what you kind of connected with and the intentions that you made. So this is the time to kind of check in and just say to yourself, like, how is all of that going? Have I even remembered what my intentions were? Am I honoring them? How is this Libra season treating me so far? Also, from this point onwards, in terms of the lunar cycle, then we start to really go now into that building energy towards the full moon. So we've got a full moon in Aries on Sunday this week. So I always say to people that week or the few days leading up to a full moon, it can be intense as the energy builds. Our emotions tend to kind of rise up to the surface and we can feel, I don't know, a little bit irritated, maybe a bit anxious, maybe emotional as well, sensitive. And that is in the collective. So all the people that we spend our days with, that is affecting them too. So it's helpful at the start of a week, if you've got a full moon that week, to just understand, okay, be on the lookout for funky energy, me not feeling quite myself, and perhaps other people too. Okay, so the moon today is in Capricorn, and Capricorn is a really grounded, mature earth sign. It's often used by people to get work done. They're very dedicated, they're very practical, and it can be a nice kind of workhorse moon, if you like. So if you've got stuff you need to do, that you want to focus on, anything to do with your purpose, your business, your work, your career, Capricorn moon days are good for that. They're also really nice days for honoring our kind of inner elder, our wise woman. So having a kind of mature look at our life or ourself and kind of communicating with yourself from that place. So the moon is going to stay in Capricorn until Wednesday, and then it's going to shift into Aquarius. So we're then going to be really into that waxing gibbous phase of the moon. So that bulging, abundant phase of the moon cycle just before the full moon. So Aquarius is quite different to Capricorn. It's an air sign, very innovative, very creative, social. And so we may find actually that if we've got creative projects, community projects, people we want to speak to and collaborate with, that as the moon is growing and it's in Aquarius, that could be quite a good, powerful time for interacting with people in that way, or looking at your creative projects and giving them some energy, perhaps looking at things in a different way as well. So end of the week, Friday, we move into Pisces. So this is what I would look out for this week. So when we get to Friday, we're very close to that full moon on Sunday, and Pisces is very emotional. It's a water sign. It can bring up stuff. It can make us feel quite sensitive, and it's quite an introverted, inward sign as well. So I would really watch out for Friday and Saturday, with that waxing gibbous Pisces moon, and just make sure that you've got plenty of time and space to just kind of claim your energy back, maybe retreat a little bit. Perhaps using essential oils to support emotions, like rose or bergamot can be really nice, jasmines and langilangs. So just support the heart and pay attention to how you are feeling. And then we've got an interesting shift then from the Pisces water ending at the bottom of the body with the feet. So Pisces rules the feet, and then we shift into the fire of Aries on the Sunday and a full moon. And I always find that shift between Pisces and Aries challenging. Yeah, because you've got Pisces ending the zodiac calendar sequence, and then Aries starts it all over again, and it can just feel a little bit like whiplash in a way. It can be a little bit jolting. And then obviously with Aries, full moon in Aries, it's a lot of fire. Aries is very headstrong and sometimes quite feisty. And it's another time to just kind of check in with yourself and how you're feeling, and be aware of how you might be responding to things. Sometimes Aries can be quite reactive. So just deep breaths. Take a little bit of space in between things before you reply or respond to people, and just have that an awareness of how things might be moving through you and then coming out. Yeah. The positives of an Aries full moon, though, I mean, Aries is really, really good at starting things, giving passion and fire to things. So thinking about where you need some of that cardinal fire, which is what Aries is. It's also a sign that's really good at taking care of themselves. They're quite resilient and self-sufficient. We'll talk about this a little bit more as we get to the full moon, how we can look at that play between the sun being in Libra, sometimes the people-pleasing sign, and Aries being the moon being in Aries, and Aries having that ability to kind of say, look, I think you need to stop doing giving all that energy away. It's an energy drain to be people pleasing. You know, what do you want? What's important to you? What are your boundaries? You know, how can we just streamline everything and hug our energy in a little bit more? Okay, so that is what's going on with the moon this week then, and some other things to be aware of. We had Mercury stationing direct yesterday. So I feel this time it feels like Mercury retrograde has lasted a really long time this time. So I always find that the shadow of Mercury retrograde affects me more sometimes than the retrograde itself. So even though it stationed direct yesterday, I think the shadow goes to about the 16th of October. So just be aware of that. If there's anything that still feels like it's dragging, it's not working, miscommunications, technical glitches, you know, to just kind of go, okay. This is just the tail end of that. And then things should hopefully start to feel a little bit better and a little bit easier as we get into the middle of the month. Pluto has also been in retrograde, and that is stationing direct on Saturday. And so this month we have got a lot of planets moving again after their retrogrades or going into retrograde. And so sometimes that can be moving through our body and our emotions as well. So just being aware of Pluto moving, anything that that might be bringing up. You know, Pluto is very much associated with the underworld. So if you feel stuff's kind of been pulled up, stuff you haven't thought about for a long time, stuff from the past, any kind of karmic stuff, that might be that shifting of the Pluto energy as well. So I wanted to share with you a card for this week. So I absolutely love working with Maya Toll's Illustrated Herbary. Those of you that are in my online circles know how much I love this deck and use this deck. And so I've drawn for the week ahead for us all to connect with the Star Flower card. So those of you on YouTube, you can have a see of this. I mean, the artwork on this deck is just exquisite as well. So the cards are just lovely, like to have on display. But then Maya Toll just writes so beautifully, and her interpretation and connection to the plants as well. It's just, I find really inspiring. So I'll just read a little bit here from The ritual, the suggested ritual for the star flower card. So it says here, going fallow. Once star flower graces our garden, it seems she's always there, but she's not a perennial. Each year she lets herself go to seed so she can return in the year that follows. Like star flower, we all need time to go fallow. Time when we're nothing but seeds of potential lying dormant in the earth, when nothing is expected from us and we have no task but simply being. Most of us have such busy lives that we have to schedule everything, even our downtime. Pull out your calendar and designate an hour a week as fallow time. It's this downtime that will allow you, like starflower, to truly shine. If that feels relevant to you this week, then have a think about how you could bring that ritual into this week. Is there any days where you could put a little pocket of time in for that sense of going fallow? So slowing down. And we're going to keep circling back to this as we continue to move through autumn because it's so important to invest in rest. You know, rest is so important to our well-being, our mental health, our creativity. It's a really important part of the creative cycle. So I will leave you on that note. I hope you have enjoyed this first Moonday Musing episode. And as always, I love to hear back from you. Anything you've connected with, anything you've resonated with, any questions, suggestions, all of that goodness. And then I will see you next Monday. So we'll be connecting next Monday with the waning moon. So remembering our full moon in Aries on Sunday. So we'll be checking back in next week and how that full moon has treated us and how we can kind of work with what I always considered to be a lunar hangover after a full moon. All right, so take good care of yourselves and I will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.